Good morning and welcome to the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Medendorf, the outdoor show for the whole family. This morning's show is being brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. Phone lines are open now. Call 395-1450. That's 395-1450. It's the WHTC Outdoor Show.
Welcome to the Outdoor Show. This edition of the Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville, Westonbrook Mower, Powderhorn Guns and Archery, and My Firearms ETS. You're listening to the Outdoor Show live right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown outdoor station. Give us a call with your questions or comments at 395-1450. I'm Tom Medendorp, and Timmy's back. We're going to be talking all about the outdoor action this morning. Join us by giving us a call, 395-1450. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 395-1450. Morning, Tim.
Morning, Tom.
How are you?
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Timmy.
I've been good. What about you?
Excellent.
Good.
Excellent.
Good.
We're just rocking right along. The fall weather is finally here.
Yeah.
Thursday, I thought we were going to go back into summertime.
Yeah, I did too. I was nervous.
I thought, what's going to happen here?
Yeah. I tell you what, though, I was really happy with that cold spell that came through, and now it's warming back up.
Well, was it Thursday that was? No, Wednesday was really warm. Thursday
yeah,
was,
Wednesday. Thir- Wednesday.
Yeah,
Thursday
was warm,
was
but it
Halloween,
was rainy.
Right?
Yeah, it was rainy and it was fairly warm. But yeah. Wednesday
was
warm.
Was hot. Yeah.
And I thought, boy, that's not good.
Yeah.
And of course, they were trying to get all the corn off the fields.
Oh yeah.
So
I hope they did too, because
they got it off by me. I don't know. Yeah.
I saw some up yesterday.
Yeah. And lots of rain came down.
Lots of rain. It's pretty much rained 2 days straight now.
Yeah.
No, more than... Well, it started Wednesday evening.
What did Chris say? We're going to get rid of the rain?
That's only for today. it doesn't go back days.
Oh, boy.
No, but it's been raining.
I think it's been raining since Wednesday evening.
Sunshine tomorrow, but only a high of 49, so it's kind of mixed emotions.
But my mixed emotion is that's 20 degrees too warm.
I took his paper away, and he had it memorized.
Oh, I know. Good for him.
Scattered showers tonight, low down to 31.
Wow, dude's good.
Wow.
Monday is going to be I don't remember what Monday is. High of 51, that's all
extreme
I remember.
Extreme blizzards.
Mostly cloudy, high there we of 51. Go. Look at that. Extreme blizzards. Yeah, you know, we got a train going by.
Oh, is that a train?
Yeah.
For some reason, the first thing I thought of was a freighter, and I'm thinking,
A freighter under the bridge.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
That's got to be on the tracks up there. That's got to
be. Yeah.
Anyway.
It sounded like a foghorn.
There's anything outdoors for you.
Yeah. Every Saturday morning we keep the window open because Chris and I enjoy to hear the duck hunters out there banging away. Tom can't hear it, that's for sure.
Hey. If I take my earphones off and go stand by the window.
Yeah, with your head out the window. Why, I shoot a gun, you know, somewhere.
I think I'm being teased.
A little bit. I've missed it. We've needed it.
Anyhow, I'm kind of excited, you know, with the fall season here. Chris Yetsky and I,
yep.
We're building turkey calls with the kids over at Evergreen Ministries.
Yep.
That's the first Wednesday of every month until April, when they get to show off their turkey calls and how they're used and all that good stuff. And so I'm kind of excited about that. That's a fall program. There's a lot of fall programs that have been kicking off. And I'm also excited that the sight-in days start today.
Yep.
We're at Chickawa.
Yep.
And
that's November 2nd already.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, think about it. We got this Saturday, next Saturday, and starts on the Friday before the next Saturday is gun hunting already.
No. Oh, this Saturday being today, yeah.
This Saturday?
Okay, yep, next Saturday. And then
the following Saturday
is the second day of season.
It's the second day of season. Yeah.
Oh, excited.
Yeah.
Excited. I got a feeling that there's a lot of people in the woods this morning, and I got a feeling that it's going to be a good morning.
Well, they're not going to get the monster you took.
Well, who can? I mean, you know, I'm just that good.
I was looking at that picture, and I'm like, wow. And then I showed somebody that picture. He goes, wait a minute. He puts his fingers on my phone, blows up the picture, and he goes, oh, whew, I got a picture just about exactly like that, he said. So he shows me on his phone, and it was almost the exact pose, the light, everything else, but his deer was a lot smaller.
Oh, so different person. It wasn't somebody we knew together that I sent to both.
No, no. Yeah. Yep, yep. You're correct. Yep. It wasn't somebody that we both knew that you had sent it to.
Yeah.
And it was pretty sweet.
We have Mike on the line. Good morning, Mike. You have a question?
Yeah, good morning. Hey, what's the fishing report? I'm looking Saugatuck to Muskegon, the lakes, the rivers, and no fishtails, just the truth.
Moon?
Get off there.
Moon?
Hey,
how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. You tell me something straight, because I'm heading up to Muskegon right now. Evan and I are.
Well, I heard a guy trolling around in the Holland Channel that was catching kings and steelhead left and right. Oh, wait, no, he didn't have a bite.
That's right. That's the one.
I've heard no fishing reports.
Did we just go from fishtail to truth?
We did.
Shazam.
Mike, I haven't heard any reports, to be honest.
All right. Well, hey, if anybody else knows that's listening, tell them to call in. I'm going to go up there to Muskegon and at least try to drown some minnows.
You bet. What are you going to go after? You going to try to pick some of those fall perch up?
Both.
There you go.
We're going to try that, and then, if that doesn't work out, we'll throw the channel and stuff. Probably too bumpy for that little boat I have, but we'll try to troll around the channels. Maybe some of those bass will take off at the entrance to the other lake there, Bear Lake.
Yeah,
we'll
bet.
We'll see what happens.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they're out there, you'll catch them.
All right, somebody else knows, tell them to call in.
All right, we'll do,
Alrighty,
Mike.
Alrighty, thanks, Mike.
Hey, be safe, have fun.
Thank you.
Bye. It's my dad's fishing buddy, good friend of mine. I've known him since I was a little guy. he listens every Saturday.
I just get a kick out of no fishtails, just the truth.
Yeah.
And you went from,
well, he knows
you
me.
You went from fishtail to truth in like a fraction of a second.
Yep. I'm crafty. No, him and Dad do a lot of fishing together, and Evan and him, they can catch fish. So if they're out there, they'll have fun.
Nice.
You bet.
Nice. Anyhow, With everything that's going on and all the seasons that are open, what have you been up to? We just talked about the picture of the duck that
I shot, I think, which was my best, definitely my best bow harvest in Michigan, possibly my best Michigan buck.
How many tines were on that?
Eight.
It was an eight.
Yeah, it was an eight, probably 18 inch wide. And it was neat to see because I had a couple other little bucks around me, and everything was going good, and the does were coming around, and all of a sudden out of this pine thicket, three does come running out, and there was another one there, and they wanted nothing to do with her. And I had not seen any sign of rutting yet. The only sign that I had seen is that the bucks had quit hitting bait piles and started to scent check fields, and I started seeing that morning.
Oh.
But there was one doe that these other does wanted nothing to do with, so instantly, I started thinking, hey, that doe might be in, she might be in heat. She might be about ready to breed. And they were very, very spooked by her. And I'm watching these, and I had this beautiful little six-pointer eating around on the food plot.
Uh-huh.
And I looked up, and she come busting out of those pines, and he came out behind her, chasing her. And he ran her to about 50 yards away from me, and right in the open field, he bred her. I've never seen that while I was hunting. And then they ran back into the pines, and they were in there for 5 minutes or so.
They definitely didn't know you were there.
No clue. Every other deer in the woods seems to, but hey. But he ran her back out, did it again, and then this other little buck that was 14 yards in front of me, after he bred the doe again, she ran to the other side of the field, and was kind of looking back thinking, hey, let's go, come on. And that little buck made a grunt. And uh-huh. That big one, he turned right around, postured up, puffed all of his hair up, and he came right into 14 yards, and that was it.
14 yards away.
14 yards
nice.
Away. Yeah. I've waited a long time for that to happen.
Well, those, how tall were those? What do you call that tallest tine?
The G2s?
G2?
Yeah, G2s a lot of times
like
the tallest.
Like on an elk, it's the royal tine, the fourth
yeah.
one. This would be like the second one.
Second,
of
yeah. A lot of times your G2s are your tallest. He was not overly tall. He had a lot of mass. He had a lot of width, and he was probably 6 inches tall.
Okay.
Yeah, and his beams were real long. Just everything I've looked for in a buck.
Well, I look at it, and it looks like it might be shadowing that I might not have seen one of the tines or something. And I can count all eight, and I thought maybe I was missing one there or something, but it's real symmetrical.
Oh, yeah. And a big, big, big bodied deer.
Huge body.
Yeah, he was.
Huge body.
He was old. And I was shooting those. I've always shot those Ramcat broadheads.
Okay.
And I don't know how this deer made it this far. They have always expired within 20, 30 yards when I've shot them.
Okay.
I mean, it's just been great. But I think because he was so adrenalined up, he went 250 yards.
Really?
And you could have run the blood trail to find him. I mean, there was this blade was just amazing. But what it did, the devastation to this animal, I could never switch. It's just such a great blade.
The Ramcat.
Oh, wow.
Ramcats that you got down at the store.
Yes, I do.
At the Powderhorn. At 127
Powder.
North
yes,
River.
Yes, I do. I do.
The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Westonbrook Mower, where they service what they sell. All units are ready to use when they leave the store, and Westonbrook submits your warranty information so you don't have to. Stop into the Holland or the Genesis store. Check them out on your computer at westonbrookmower.com or call them at 616-396-5733. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, where we aim for safety. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply, the best you can find anywhere. Courses offered by My Firearms ETS are designed to provide you with the knowledge, the skill, and the correct attitude to use firearms safely in all environments and situations. The Deer Hunting Widows CCW course is November 15 and 16. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot. 616-218-7328. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. And if there's anybody out there that has a fishing report for us.
Yes.
Give us a fishing report.
Yeah, give us a call.
Otherwise.
We got fishermen out there ready to.
Otherwise, Tim will have to keep telling the truth and then he won't talk much.
I know, it's terrible. Whoa, wait a minute.
Oh, you walked right into that one.
Yeah, well, I thought you were a polite man, but now it's on. Chris, we got to get him.
Chris, was that good or what?
It was good.
It was okay.
I didn't even notice until after the next words were out of my mouth. That was great.
He moved right on. Got him.
It was excellent, right. Tim, admit it.
I'm not going to admit excellence. Say it was okay.
That's just awesome.
Yeah. You bet. No, I think people should call in, too, and let us know what they've been harvesting.
Well,
if any good hunting's been going on, I know I got lucky one day, and then on, I believe it was Wednesday, right before it started raining, took my buddy's son out behind the house, and he shot his first little buck. And that was just awesome.
Well, how excited was he?
How excited was I?
Well, that's true. That's
true. Yeah. No, he was just thrilled, and it was probably one of the best days of hunting for me. That was really cool to see.
Nice.
Yep. So that was great. Shot a very nice mule deer in Wyoming.
Well, I want to hear more about the kid hitting his first.
Oh, I'm all for that. Oh, yes. No, Gabe Spooner.
You got to build the story for me. Come on.
Gabe Spooner, Troy Spooner's boy. Troy had a conference out of town, and he said, you know.
So he called on Tim and said, Tim, can you take him out?
No, Grandpa was going to take him out, and something happened at the last minute, and I was available. I said, hey, I'll just take him out behind the house. That's where they were going to go anyways. So him and I headed out behind the house and got up into the coop up there, and it was a warm evening, that's for sure. It was definitely warm on Wednesday. And we were sitting.
Oh, this was on Wednesday.
Yeah, this was just a few days ago.
The day
ago.
We were just talking about being so warm.
And we were up in a coop, and it just started drizzling, and it was probably 10 to 7, 7 o'clock or so.
Okay.
And Gabe was, he told me a couple times he was ready to fill his bow tag. I said, well, we're going to try it. And across the field, I've got a food plot behind the house that is probably 80 yards wide. And probably about 80 yards long, too.
Okay.
And across there, I watched a big-bodied deer step out. And I said to Gabe, I said, hey, deer just stepped out. Really? I said, yep. Looked across, and I could instantly see it was a buck. I said, it's a buck. And then I thought maybe I shouldn't have said that because the blind started shaking.
Oh, no.
And I said, yep, get your crossbow up. Let's get going. And there was plexiglass windows. He put that down. He did everything perfect. And then I realized the blind was shaking because of me.
Oh, no
terrible.
Way.
Oh, I was excited.
It was you.
Oh, it was me. I get so excited with this kind of stuff. It's just great. And Gabe held it together. I mean, you would have thought that he had been doing this for 50 years.
Well, he figured he had a responsibility with you, yep. You being shaken so much.
To take care of me, that's for sure.
Yeah, this old man's going to drop.
Oh, yeah. No, we were just having a blast, and this buck came across the field, and it got to 40 yards, and it held up, and it was looking right up in the blind. And
okay.
The wind wasn't blowing to him, so he just, you know, those deer just sometimes know.
Oh, yeah.
And he was coming closer. He got to about 30 yards and for about 5 minutes just held up there. And I told Gabe, I said, well, look through the scope on your crossbow. I said, just kind of get used to looking at it. Yep, okay. And he was excited. And I just kept talking to him and saying, hey, this is just another day of target practicing. You know, just put it where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And it made it to about 22 or 25 yards. And I could see he was getting excited. The deer was, and
The deer was.
Yeah, he
antsy.
Was. Yeah, he was getting antsy.
Okay.
And he was quartering to us pretty strong, and I reached over and I slid the safety off and I said, when he turns broadside, you know, put it right behind that shoulder where we've been practicing all this time. I said, just start squeezing the trigger and let that bow just go off. I said okay, and that buck finally had turned a little bit. I said okay, let's give it a try. Let's see, make it happen. And he did everything perfect. Troy must be an awesome trainer, and I need him to train me because awesome, just unbelievable. And I said, take a deep breath, let half of it out. He did it all. That buck turned. He squeezed, and as soon as I watched that arrow disappear into him, I said, you crushed him. I mean, this deer, just, you couldn't have put a better shot on him. And,
really?
Yep, and he took off, and he expired right on the other side of the field. So we got to watch everything. And it was a very nice spike horn.
Nice.
Just it was awesome. It was awesome. All the hunting I did this year and the bucks that I've harvested, this was like a 50-point buck. I mean, this was exciting.
Well, it's cool when you get to see the kids. You know, man. They make their first harvest and they're
the
excited.
Excitement.
Yeah.
Oh, just unbelievable. He did better job than I've done.
Well, he probably stayed calm afterwards too.
Him and I were jumping through the top of that blind and high-fiving, and it was great. And I almost had it on video. I had the camera, but
almost
the camera.
Had it on
video. Yep, I turned it on and I was getting the buck coming across the field, and all of a sudden the camera started reading environment too dark.
Oh no!
Because we were in the blind,
right?
So it was blocking all the light from the camera head. And
well,
I didn't want to
keep it dark in the blind, yep. Otherwise they'll see.
Yeah, and I didn't want to stick the camera out the window because he was already kind of spooked on us. So I said, hey, Gabe, we're not going to be able to get this on video.
Oh, bugger.
But you know what was the best part? We made the phone calls when we saw the deer expire. Grandma and Grandpa came. Mom came. Friends came. We all did it together.
Did you videotape that?
Or yep, that was all video. Yep.
Excellent.
In fact, Josh Steckety, good friend of ours, as soon as we got back up to the house, you know, him and I are high-fiving and, uh-huh. and laughing and having a good time. And we got back, and Josh was there with his son, Ashton. And as soon as we walked up, Josh had the video camera on. So everything from when we got back, it was great. I mean,
nice.
you couldn't ask for a better thing. That was just awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. So
that is awesome.
Oh, yeah. A buddy of mine, Joe, Joe Mapes, we have his big brother, Josh, in to talk about coyotes.
Right.
He harvested his first buck.
Did he?
Yep. After
nice.
All these years, he got a buck. It was a beautiful 5-point, and that was an experience. And there's been a lot of activity happening in the woods now. So you gotta get out there. It's happening.
Nice.
Yep.
That's exactly. You know, and if I don't seem like I'm interjecting enough, mm-hmm. but I'm trying to find a fishing report.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. We'll take care of Mike.
You know, for the fall.
I mean, we'll carry him and Evan around. That's fine.
Well, you know, I went to the whole Lake Michigan thing, but I'm not getting Lake Michigan. I'm getting everything coming from inland going into the lake.
Yeah.
And they're going up by Muskegon area. Pike fishing has picked up with some nice fish caught in Hardy Pond. Steelhead are in the river. Try fresh spawn or a jig and waxworm.
Yeah,
so if
that must be floating bobbers then down the rivers.
You think
with waxworm?
Wax
yeah, I think so. If anybody knows, give us a call on any type of fishing report so we can help some of these guys out that still want to be out there fishing right now.
Yeah, because not everybody hunts at this time of year.
No, no. They should, but no.
I have a good friend who bass fishes till Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, yeah, I hear some of the best bass fishing's right about now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear the same thing.
Yeah, let us know. Is there any kings left in the rivers? Are they catching them right out in front of the pier heads? Are they out in the lake, 200 foot of water? You know, what type of fishing's going on? Panfish? I've heard people catching perch this time of year, but I just... Gotta be honest, I've been out of the shop so much lately that I haven't heard any reports.
Lately? You've been out of the shop since, I don't know, mid-August?
There's preparation to be done.
I've been there so many times and you're never around.
It's called continuing education.
It is. Now, see, I can do like
that
what
I'm
doing
now. That works for people who can continually be educated.
I am educated. I will show you education. See, Chris is even upset about that one. I see it.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, he's staring you down.
Chris can be continually educated. He's staring me down because I'm supposed to be going to break.
All right, we're going to go to break and have a three-way brawl.
Okay.
And then we'll come back.
Whoever wins will be the one coming back.
You'll just hear me.
Yeah.
The Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville has what you need. They carry over 40 different seeds for your wildlife food plots, plus many pre-mixed, pre-bagged food plot blends like G2, Northern Edge, and Tecumati, just to mention a few. The Farmers Co-op also has a full line of bagged fertilizers, including Triple 12 and 19, 624-24, potash, and urea for your food plot growing needs. Check out the Farmers Co-op for minerals and attractants. They've got Lucky Buck, PB2, Appalicious, carrots, and sugar beets in season as well. They've got you covered for all your fall hunting needs. Stop into the Farmers Co-op at 3302 Prospect Street in Hudsonville for a complete list of product and services. Check them out online at fcelevator.com. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery for all your arrow-knocking, gun-cocking, fish-hooking, flag-waving, stand-up-and-sink, God bless America hunting and fishing needs. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We're back, ready to answer your questions right here on The Outdoor Show. And take notice of who came back first.
Because you cried and talked your way out of it.
Listen to you. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's all right.
You know, I just got to tell you, Tim, being absent for so long, you got to work on that whistle in again.
I know.
It was no front teeth now. It was good, but, you know.
After
you got to watch
back
out for
break.
Them deer kicking your teeth out.
Yeah. It's a new sport. I'll teach you.
Kicking out Timmy's teeth? Nice.
Yep. Nah.
Anyhow, I'm looking up the game guide.
Okay.
Are there any special things coming up for deer hunting this year that are new? There was a section about new rules, new things that they changed. Do you remember them?
That they changed?
Some things that they changed. They made it different. I'm not sure.
I know last year there was some new changes. This year...
I'm just thinking about things that they should think about.
Yes. The point restriction.
Ah.
Up from... And you'll find it, but I think it's Lake County, straight west, might even drop down south a little bit, to the lake, and then up above Torch Lake, any buck harvested has to have... three on one side.
Now, okay, so they put that in place in counties on the west side here.
West side, and it's a trial run, because I think it was, and I wish I was 100% accurate on this, I think it was Leland or Leelanau County has done that.
Okay.
And it has really, really paid off for them, so they've switched that to give that a trial run for, I think, the whole state, but I'm not sure. They're going to give those I think it's seven counties or nine counties a try to see if that's going to help their deer mature.
Okay. Because we're just not getting as big of bucks as we want?
Oh, yeah. That's been, you know, a problem for a long, long time. And there's a whole lot of dispute going on with that, people saying...
That's what I'm wondering. Do you think it's going to work?
I don't know.
I'm putting you on the spot. I'm trying to get you. I'm trying to get you to commit to something.
You know, we
get somebody to call in and argue with you.
Well, oh yeah, no, and this would definitely cause, you know, arguments or, you know, conversation piece, which I think is good for hunters to talk about stuff like this, get all their views out. I've got a buddy that is strictly against it. Why should I be the one paying my property tax, being told what deer I can harvest and not? And I understand that.
Oh.
Now, I also can understand the idea of, hey, let's grow bigger deer. And then, you know, I've got a couple different, you know, points that I've heard. One of them that makes sense to me is if they're going to try to do something to allow deer to age, why would they do 3 on 1 side? A lot of those are still year and a half old bucks. Why wouldn't they go to 4 on 1 side, hoping that a lot more of the 6 points would live to hit 2.5?
Okay.
It all makes sense to me. My only concern when I heard it, and honestly my only concern when I heard it was, what about the youth?
What about the youth?
Yeah, what bothers me is a young kid in the woods that has to pass up all, you know, 4 points, and...
Okay, well, not necessarily my view, but a point of view.
Mm-hmm.
We got the youth hunt.
Yep.
Okay? The youth go out. And you just noticed just recently when you got your buck that they just started the rut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go back to youth hunt in September. The rut hadn't begun.
Mm-hmm.
Now you take a monster buck that could reproduce and create more...
genetics.
Better genetics, mm-hmm. So on. And they take him out of the cycle. Now he's not breeding any other does. And, yes, that one person received great joy by getting that trophy,
mm-hmm.
but then all those other trophies that could have been produced are not being produced.
See, and I think that's why a lot of other states have their youth season late season or 1st of November.
Well, that's why I'm bringing
you know,
it up.
Stuff like that, yeah. You know,
some of them have it just before everybody else can go.
Yep.
So the youth get a
yep.
chance without having, you know, all the old codgers who have already gotten their trophies.
And I think a lot of it for us is they're still in their brotherhood groups. It gives them a better chance, but it's also the weather is usually better. You've got warmer weather, kind of getting people into the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for one, am not ashamed to say that I am 100% for the youth season whenever it will be. If they want to keep it in the beginning of the season, that's fine. If they want to bring it back to December, that's fine with me. I'm just glad that the kids get a chance. But, you know, there is some... You know, it is right. What about the bucks that are killed prior to breeding?
Yeah. Well, I'm all for the youth season. I
yep.
think it's great to get kids out there and everything.
Yep.
I do think that people need to think a little more along the lines. And this happened when we took away the hunting age. People need to think more along the lines of small game. And I think more people are getting out there for small game,
mm-hmm.
which is a good thing because a lot of small game are rodents.
Yeah.
And they overpopulate and they destroy habitat.
Yeah.
So this is a good thing,
yeah.
But it gets them active into the hunting venues
mm-hmm.
for traditions wise, and helps to keep those hunter numbers up. The hunter numbers, license purchases, that is very important because those monies are used for our habitat
yeah.
for the wildlife, which doesn't just benefit hunters; it benefits everyone in the state.
Yeah.
So it's a huge thing, and I think that it's great. The whole management idea for only harvesting larger bucks. I'm not sure how that's going to work. I've heard two different, than two views, but
yeah.
I mean, there's two sides to that.
Yeah, and there always will be. And I don't think that it's, a lot of people are just absolutely yes or absolutely no, and they fight back and forth. I don't think this is a time to fight. I think it's a time to figure out opinions, you know.
Come on, I like to watch people fight about stuff like
well,
that.
Well, yeah. But, you know, something that I see, too, with...
as long as they keep it under control.
Right. Discuss it. For me, youth season, whenever, I'm all for it.
Uh-huh.
If they want to harvest big deer, great. One thing that we got to remember is just because a buck has great genetics and this is me spending so much time in tree stands that I've got a lot of time to think about stuff. And kind of what I'm thinking, And I haven't necessarily, you know, I can't say, yes, this is exactly how it is and whatnot, but I feel pretty strong about it. You have inferior bucks and then bucks with great genetics. Now, you also have that with your does. So if you have a great genetic buck breeding with an inferior doe or his sister or something like that family, I got to believe that the genetics get cut down somehow.
Well, yeah, and it's really interesting, too, though. People trying to change the genetics or work the genetics of the animals. It's not. These are natural things that occur.
Yeah.
And we got to look at the natural things that occur and kind of not meddle.
Yeah.
But we do, and we also are supposed to take care of the world and the wildlife. And so it's kind of a toss up. Which way do we go?
Yeah.
Anyway.
It'd be nice to get some views of people. Now, nobody getting angry, but what their views on this are.
Well, I don't care if they get angry at you. I just don't want them to yell at me.
And you know, if you would like, please call on in and tell us your views on them and what your ideas are. And we're not trying to start arguments or fights or anything. We're just wondering what you guys think and what we can do to make this, let our voice be heard. Let everybody's voice. I think if we're going to vote on it, everybody should vote on it.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know some of the points of view because, you know, we're sitting behind the microphone right now. We don't get to hear them very often.
Yeah, yeah. No, it'd be nice to know the point of views.
The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland with competitive prices and personalized service to meet all your needs. Repair, storage, winterizing, parts, and more. Call Advantage Marine in Zeeland and ask about the storage options at 616-748-9235. Or stop in and see Dave at 8755 Riley Street in Zeeland. That's at the corner of 88th and Riley on the northeast side of Zeeland. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, where we aim for safety. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply, the best you can find anywhere. Courses offered by My Firearms ETS are designed to provide you with the knowledge, the skill, and the correct attitude to use firearms safely in all environments and situations. Women's only personal protection course is November 15 and 16. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot. 616-218-7328. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. We only got about 6 minutes, something like that. I think he's reading ESPN or something.
Sorry. 7.5 minutes.
Mm. Oh, man, we got more than what my clock said.
Yeah. But no, anyways, call on in. Give us your views on the antler restriction, anything. And, you know,
you said something interesting during break when we were talking about it. In one hunter promotes one thing, and they pass things and they get things going, and another hunter doesn't get a voice in it.
Yeah.
Now, the process to make this happen has to go through our legislature.
Yep.
Has to go through the NRC, Natural Resource Commission, right?
Yep.
And then it goes to the DNR, or the DNR takes it and brings it to them for management purposes. I'm not sure how all the governmental stuff works.
Yep.
If somebody knows how that process works, that'd be nice too to know.
Yep.
Because you've heard comments from people, well, how come I don't get to vote on it?
Right, and I agree with that if we're going to change something, which for as long as I've been alive, it's always been the same way, the same seasons and everything, and if we're going to change something, the person, you know, the American or the Michigan sportsman, I think should bring it to a vote personally. Why is our opinion not heard? That's just what I've seen, and I guess there's a group of guys that got this as a trial period. But before it goes into effect...
So there was a group that lobbied...
Lobbied this to happen. And then I think the DNR got in and said, we'll try these counties. I'm not 100% sure on that, but if we are going to change the law...
Well, I'm positive the DNR had something to do
with it. Oh, I'm sure. But
what about MUCC?
Don't know. I don't know.
They've got a lot of influence at the state level because it's all of our United Conservation Clubs that we're talking about.
Yeah, and I just, I've seen, especially on Facebook, quite a bit about a group that's saying that down south here, it should be 4 on one side, and up north, it should be 3 on one side for point restrictions.
Okay.
And that's great and all. And if that's, you know, for me, what I'm thinking is, let it be if I was, you know, to vote for, shoot, and I'd be able to harvest any animal or be able to harvest with 4 on one side, whichever way I took, you know, I'd like to think that we should bring it to a vote so that the 100% of the people that pay the same prices for the same tag get to make the decision. Now, I do understand that sometimes...
Well, it'd be awful costly to bring that to a vote. We'd have to put that on the ballot for one of the votes, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that'd be pretty costly, and there's a lot of people that do not hunt that aren't... Well, yeah, if, I guess the flip side of that is people that don't care about the other elections, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But just changing things without the sportsman's vote just seems wrong, in my opinion. Now, I do understand that sometimes it's better for DNR or somebody that might be a little more invested in it that can make the decision for to better the herd.
Yeah.
But
they're the people who are supposed to have the know-how, the knowledge, right?
Yeah, well...
Oh, careful now. Careful now.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a couple things here. More to say on... I did find the hunting and trapping
guide here. Oh, good.
Good. So I'm looking up something here. But anyhow...
Well, call us with your opinion, 395-1450.
Oh, we only got a couple minutes left.
That's all right.
Call quick.
Yeah. Well, hurry up. Bring them phones.
You'll keep talking to them afterwards.
I got it. Yep. No, but it's, you know, that's kind of a big deal, and I've heard so much response from this through friends and then especially through the store about what they think, what they feel, what their concerns are, and I think it's something that should be addressed.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of things that have gone on. I think we're doing really, really good as far as getting things in order in our state for hunting and bringing people in. We had license fee structure that's supposed to change.
I think it's next year, isn't it?
Is it next year that it goes into effect? It looks like. I'm just breezing through the guide here and looking. Prices seem to be the same as they were, so it's got to be next year's licenses that we're talking about. I'm just trying to get to a location for some information. But anyhow, what else are you going to do this season? Where are you going to hunt on opening day, Tim?
I'll be up north, place that I've been since I was old enough to hunt, enjoying the company of all them guys up there, and that's just a riot. And we're gonna be up in Lake County up there by the Reed City area, and hopefully there's some. Well, I know there's some big deer running around up there. We got trail cam pictures, so I think it's gonna be a good year.
You think so?
I think so. I think. Hey, we're in the woods. We're having fun.
You already took the big one.
Oh, he's not the big one up there. There's some good deer up there.
There's a bigger one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's always deer. Always deer.
Always deer.
But, hey, it's all about getting up there with those guys that I get to see only a couple times a year and just having fun.
All right. Well, we're going to try to find some more information on any differences so we can hit those differences before the 15th comes along.
Yep.
In case anybody's worried about doing things correctly, because you really hate it when things are changed. You don't know about it. And then you get caught,
yep,
with your pants down, so to speak,
yeah,
because you didn't know you were supposed to do something new a certain way, and then of course the DNR are just doing their job, but they're, you know, you get busted for something that you didn't realize.
Yep, and that is actually happening quite a bit up that areas where they've changed the point restrictions. A lot of people I've talked to at the gas stations that are hunting, they had no clue.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that we had changed that.
Yep,
and I'm like, wow, why didn't we have better notice?
Yeah, it just seems like it snuck in. All of a sudden, there it was.
It seemed that way.
Yep.
It maybe didn't. Maybe we're just uninformed.
It could be. It could definitely be. Or misinformed. A lot of people like to do that to me.
Well, that's true. That's true. You know, you could be listening to a fish tale instead of the truth.
That's true. That's true.
And you get confused.
You bet. Well, I hope Mike and Evan are out there catching a bunch.
I hope so, too. You have a great week.
You too,
bud.
We'll
talk to you again next week.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us this morning for the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Bedendorf, the outdoor show for the whole family. Today's show has been brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. If you missed today's show or you'd like to hear it again, go online for the podcast at WHTC.com and join us next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. for the WHTC Outdoor Show on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.